We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock tonight. We've talked about one item here on the agenda, the face mask ordinance extension or possible repeal here tonight. We look on to item B next, and this has to do with some Aggieville projects, most notably the new parking garage about to be constructed.
Right. Thanks, Brandon. This is a project we've been working at for quite a while and certainly a long planning effort for Aggieville redevelopment. As you might recall, we sold one of our surface parking lots to make way for the new hotel that has its own parking structure within it, and then some improvements on 12th Street. So this next project is the significant one, which really one of our planning efforts indicated that if you're going to really have any potential significant redevelopment opportunities in Aggieville, you're going to need more parking. And so that's really why this parking garage is an important element that we believe will spur additional redevelopment. And so it's kind of a catalyst project and certainly one of the main reasons for establishing the tax increment financing district that's going to pay the bulk of the improvements. We've got some additional infrastructure components. So the commission previously selected McCown Gordon Construction to be our construction manager at risk. And we've done with Olson Associates, done some design work, elected to go with a precast type facility. And they've been working on the construction final design elements and are ready to proceed to construction. And so tonight the commission has before them a proposed contract for a guaranteed maximum price on the parking structure of $13.8 million. There's been a little bit of additional refinement of some of the alleyway between the rally house and the parking garage that we certainly want some feedback from the commission on, and some other alternates dealing with some of the facade as an alternative to some of the previous facade elements that the commission didn't necessarily think we needed at the time. So these are some feedback we're looking for the commissioners on some of those components. In addition to the parking garage has some office potential retail spaces on both the Manhattan Avenue side as well as the Laramie side. The Laramie side is where the entrance and exit to the structure will occur. And so it's a total rebuild of Laramie Street from Manhattan to 14th, a total rebuild of the intersection of 14th and Laramie with a new signalized intersection, as well as 14th Street to just to the taper to the south of that 14th and Laramie intersection all the way back to Anderson, and some signal and other pedestrian improvements there at 14th and Anderson. So all total, those infrastructure improvements are going to be about $2.278 million of funding for those. And those are needed improvements to help accommodate the traffic flow in and out of that structure, as well as just circulation flow within Aggieville itself. So we've got a couple of resolutions relative to some of the final financing, looking at construction financing, before bonds would ultimately be issued in the 2023-2024 timeframe for permanent financing. So again, these are construction items we've had discussions with the commission, and this is the final approval to move to that construction phase.
All right. Mayor Reddy, do you have any comments on this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is, we've been talking about this garage for a few years now, and it looks like we might come to a point where we can move forward. I think there will be some discussion because of the financing and also regarding Laramie Street. You know, we have the TIF, that's the TIF district, and hopefully to capture about, I don't know, $10 to $13 million. And we are very excited that the Manhattan community passed the 0.5% sales tax, and hopefully we can use some of those funds as well towards the garage. And then there's other finance resources that we can use. But ultimately, the goal is to make Aggieville a vibrant community, a thriving community, and attract more businesses to locate there. And we're going to have to use everything we have in our toolkit to make sure Manhattan is on the cusp of not only being innovative, but getting people into Manhattan and then staying and living and working in Manhattan as well. So I think we'll have a good discussion about it. I think there's some fine points that we may need to look at as far as some of the other design. And they gave us several pieces of information for discussion. But I think we're on the right path on this one.
I'm curious, how is Laramie Street going to change there? It sounds like you kind of have a limited space there. It's a two-way street. Will there be a turn lane potentially there?
There will be. So there's some widening that occurs and some turning space in and out of the garage, which will pretty much kind of be right in the middle point of Laramie, halfway between Manhattan and 14th Street.
Okay, and go ahead.
We'll eliminate some of the on-street parking that occurs today on Laramie Street. So it's a new rebuild of the street as well as the sidewalks, pedestrian ways associated with that.
I know there's some businesses on the other side there, like Good Sense and I forget the other company, the cookie store, but they have entrances there in the back. Will that go away once the project is?
It will not. So one of the unique aspects of this design is it creates a pedestrian alleyway on the north side of the garage. So that there's that, I want to say it's about a 15 to 20 foot alley between the north face of the garage and the what would be the rally house building wall, as well as those businesses you just mentioned. There's also an alleyway that exists behind Rally House, as well as the Good Sense wall. So those two alleys intersect, and there's some really nice pedestrian features that through the planning effort that we've done with Aggieville and the community that we think will be a unique kind of an attraction area that will complement, and keeping access to those existing business was a key priority.
That alleyway will look much nicer. I think we wanted it to be an attraction. I think Insomnia Cookies and Mr. Good Sense and all of the other ones will be accessible.
Okay, I'm sure that's that makes them happy, because that's probably a heavily utilized entrance there, especially with all the traffic flow on the other side. It's a little difficult to navigate through there.
We do anticipate this construction will take about a year. There's a complimentary item on the consent agenda that the commission discussed at the last meeting. That'd be the second reading of an ordinance making some parking district changes within the Aggieville area. Obviously, we're taking that surface lot out of the mix for available parking, and so that's going to put pressure on the surrounding neighborhoods as well as City Park, and we've created some other parking rules and parking time limits and some parking areas in some of those adjacent areas.
Yep.
And that's temporary. That's for 1 year.
Right. Well, it's going to be interesting. And we're in December now, so we'll probably see that in a few weeks here, some progress beginning.
Hoping to have a groundbreaking ceremony here about the middle of the month.
Okay. Well, we'll look for that. That'll be great. Let's take a break. Come back more with Ron Fear and Usha Reddy after this on News Radio KMAN.